Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie. Cubberty on 2FM.
All right, we're going to talk about something called 3D printing now that is constantly hitting the headlines at the moment, and it seems that each week bigger and more unusual stuff is being printed. In fact, just a few days ago we spoke to an Irish guy who designed and printed a bionic hand for a little boy. And that's why we asked tech expert Sean Gallagher to join us to talk a little bit about the phenomenon of 3D printing. Good morning, Sean. Nice to see you again.
Good morning, Ryan. Good to see you again.
I don't understand 3D printing.
Okay.
I'm not technical. Okay. And I hear 3D printing, but I just don't get it. So could you? And I've seen it in action, and I'm still going, what is this?
What's going on?
So
yeah.
Please give me the slow learner version.
Absolutely. So basically, 3D printing is essentially what's coined in the industry additive manufacturing. What we mean by that is basically, you know, we're taking, you know, the actual material and layering it bit by bit onto a platform, if you like. So we're building it up like a Lego block, basically. It's just adding bits and bits of Lego to create the object. Except now, instead of Lego, we're putting in hot molten plastic, and that's basically creating objects like, you know, miniature Eiffel Towers or miniature rugby balls, whatever it is you can think of, to create that object that you want to create. And that differs from subtractive manufacturing, whereby we take a block of marble, for instance, and we hammer out Michelangelo, whereby you're literally chipping away at it. So it basically makes a really good way of building something you couldn't really do yourself before, because typically if you wanted to make, you know, an object, you had to have very expensive industrial machinery, you know, worth millions, whatever.
Yeah.
But a printer can be bought for maybe 1,500 euro, whatever. And then you design, you know, you download a design from the web, and then you can just print out anything that someone else has made.
So when you say print it out, you need a 3D printer, obviously.
You do.
So
you
that's
do.
Specific.
Yeah.
And you know, if I want to photocopy this page, I put it in the printing, and it, the light goes over it, and it comes down, it comes straight out. So how, what's the comparison if you want to 3D print an object?
So design, I guess, is the same. So the design obviously would be in three dimensions or two dimensions. So instead of Microsoft Word, you'll have like some sort of, you know, printing type software that will try and make life easier for you. But a bit like the iPhone and the App Store, when you buy a printer, they'll have some sort of App Store up there. So then once you have your printer, you can download designs down from that App Store and customize them. So if you want to write your name, like, you know, Ryan, in like your object or whatever it is, you can do that and just hit print. Now, it's not as simple as 2D printing, where you hit print and it all comes out. It's great. There is a bit of, you know, it's still experimental, so they can jam, so you got to look after it. And it can take maybe a couple hours to print out something simple, like, you know, a little mini Eiffel Tower, just because it's very, very precise and it's taking a long time to layer each part. And you know, plastic's coming on, it has to wait a few seconds for it to cool down before it can add on the other layer and the other layer. So
who's using it, Sean? Who's finding this a useful resource?
So I guess 3D printing has been around for 30 years. I mean, it's only recently that it's come to the fore because of this kind of maker revolution is what it's being termed as. So, you know, aerospace and, you know, car manufacturers have been using it to prototype products before. But now people, you know, are buying these 3D printers and printing stuff at home. So, you know, things like doorstops, you know, kids' toys. I saw recently that, you know, My Little Pony, so Hasbro basically licensed this stuff so you make your own little pony at home.
So the Hasbro licensed the design.
Design, yes,
and you
exactly.
buy the design and take it home.
Why exactly.
And here's the question, that's what puzzles me a little bit. Mm. Why don't you just buy a My Little Pony and space?
Well, that's it, like, I mean, you know, unless you really, really want to see it made in front of you and that's what you're into, then it makes sense to buy the 3D printer.
Because there's nothing creative necessarily about the 3D printer from what I see. You know, like, if you're to buy a, what you call those Airfix? Remember the Airfix models?
Oh,
really? So you buy bits of plastic at airplanes and you make them with glue. And That is, you know,
actually making something.
Right,
yeah.
Physically using your hands and your mind.
Yeah.
Whereas this is, there's the design, press the button and off you go.
Well,
and I don't see the creative
area. Well, so the design is where you start with something, but then you customize. So all the actual, if you like, design is taking place on the computer. And then, you know, you basically change something here, hit print, wait a couple hours. Did that work out? No, it didn't. Change the design again, print out again. And that's really where, you know, the prototyping element comes in. People can think about something, print it out, see did that work, put it in a car, and see, is that really going to work? No, we need to change this, this, and this. And instead of waiting weeks for it, it can happen in a few hours.
Okay, so that's why people might use it for a customized prosthetics like we talked about last week.
Absolutely,
it's really practical rather than a leisure pursuit.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that's where, you know, a lot of the cool stuff from 3D printing is coming. So, you know, we take it outside the home and more go to the industry part of it. You know, the medical applications are just, you know, incredible. So the prosthetic stuff, as mentioned, you know, we saw, you know, Iron Man, you know, coming in and, you know, Rob Downey Jr. giving an Iron Man type gauntlet to a kid. And that only costs $350 to make, whereas, you know, 2 years ago, that will cost a few thousand at least. And that's being done by Limitless, which is a, you know, a charity. And basically, all these volunteers are gathering together to make these prosthetics for kids, because each kid has, you know, an individual arm, a custom arm, so you can't just create all these things, you know, rapidly manufacture them. You have to make each one by one painstakingly, and 3D printing makes that possible and at a regular low cost. So
what's fabbing then?
Again, more consumer oriented, but basically, you know, with 3D printers come 3D scanners. So if you want to make a 3D printed object and it doesn't exist, you could basically scan something. So, you know, let's say you're out and about on holiday and you find, you know, trying to think, you know, some sort of statue or something that you really like. Yeah. You could, you know, take, you know, maybe the iPhone one day will have a 3D scanner put into it. You can go around, scan the object with your phone, go home and, you know, upload it to your printer software and hit print. And then, you know, instead of a picture, you've got an actual model of the thing that you saw on holiday.
Okay.
So yeah, that's like basically the term fabbing. Now, we're pretty far away from that, I'd say 5 or 10 years, but, you know, that's what could happen, you know?
In one answer, a brief one, unfortunately, we have to go, but a 3D printer will cost you how much?
About €1,500 for one here.
Okay, so it's a pricey enough hobby, but, and then, of course, you have to feed it with all the materials that you'll need to.
Exactly, and they cost about $40 per spool, but the average object will cost me $1 or $2 to make.
All right, not bad. And you've 3D printed my name in capital red letters. So,
absolutely.
And framed it. So we'll put that up on Facebook now. Indeed, unique. Sean, thank you for your time today.
No problem.
Sean Gallagher joining us on the program.